All right. I'm going to start by saying my name, and then you'll say yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. My name is Rose Stafford, and this is...
Marilyn Stafford?
Yes. We are at Marilyn Stafford's house on Sunset Street, and today is the 9th of November, 2022. All right. And my first question for you was, where did you grow up?
I was born in Michigan and grew up there in Detroit, Michigan.
And what were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Adelie Stewart. And my father was Melbourne Stewart.
All right. And what was it like growing up in Michigan?
It was a very busy city, and I enjoyed every day of my childhood. It was very pleasant and a lot of children around to play with. And I had a Scottish girl living next to me who was very nice and a lot of fun. And we had a friend a block away who also was Scottish and came from Scotland, and they were bagpipers and Scottish dancers.
And when did you first visit Stowe?
Probably the year of 1952.
What were you doing when you first visited Stowe? Was it like a vacation, a ski trip?
I had decided to go to the University of Michigan. And I met my husband there, and he was from Stowe. So he asked me if I would like to see Stowe in Vermont, and of course I did. And that was my first visit in 1952.
So that was the first time you visited, but when did you move here?
It was 1959.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
A long time ago.
Why did you choose to move to Stowe?
Why what?
Why did you choose to move to Stowe?
Because it was a lovely place to live, and by that time we had two children, and they thought that it would be really fun to move to Stowe and have all the wildlife. And the lovely greenery here. So we, and besides that, my husband's mother and father had a store, a pharmacy, and my husband had gone to pharmacy school. So it made sense to start a pharmacy, and we were the first pharmacy in Stowe. And that's what we did for a number of years until we sold it in 2006.
About the pharmacy, do you have any stories that you can recall, any fun memories about running the pharmacy and the store?
Like a beautiful kitten that made its home in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name was Morris. And he would lie on the counter. And that was his spot, and also in the store window. And he was a very intelligent cat. And we enjoyed having him in the store. And he looked like a stuffed animal, but of course he wasn't. And he hung out at the store, and the people enjoyed the fact that we had a beautiful cat in the store.
Okay, we're going to be backtracking a little bit, but my question was, how did you first meet Grandpa Stafford, Roderick?
At the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to school there, and he was going to pharmacy school there.
Okay. All right, and another question is about some of the houses in Stowe. I know that our family has had owned a few houses in here. Can you tell me a bit more about that? Anything you know?
These houses, the one we live in now, was built in the 1850s. It's very old, and there are many old houses like that, and it was a lot of fun to go rambling through all the rooms here in Stowe, and it being an old house, we enjoyed how the interior looked, and we built a room on the end of the house, and so there was a lot of room for our large family.
Speaking of the large family, how did you decide on having 6 children?
Oh, that was an easy decision. I'm glad I did have 6 children, or that we had 6 children.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful. And the grandchildren, mm-hmm. they're all beautiful and intelligent.
What was it like raising 6 children in Stowe?
Oh, you might say it was a wee bit busy. Yeah. It was always very active.
Did you have much time to do, I don't know, join clubs in town or be a part of town life with 6 children?
Yes, we belonged to Rotary and went on many Rotary trips with the Rotary people. And it not only was fun for us, but it was it was like a charitable organization, and it did there were many times when it was just you go and make donations to different organizations that you wouldn't ordinarily have thought of. And our first trip, and the children's first long trip, was to France, and that wound up in a marriage for one of our children. And it was very interesting to have a large family like that.
And another question I have is about any of our family traditions, like giving $100 to kids on their 13th birthday. Do you know how any of those started?
They just started.
No one knows.
Yeah, my mother-in-law started the tradition of giving each child some money for their birthdays. If they were turning 13, they would get $13 and so on and so forth.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know it started out that way.
I hope we didn't miss you. Skip over you.
No, you didn't. And my last question for tonight was, what do you think about Stowe, and how has Stowe changed over the years?
Stowe has gotten bigger and more cultural. They've introduced music and concerts and plays, play that you're in. It is more cosmopolitan now than it was when I moved up here. At that time, it was quite the farm country. But like I said, it became more cosmopolitan, which was nice because it introduced music and plays, and very nice people came to town.
All right, thank you, Grandma. That's all for tonight.
You're welcome.
Very good.
That sounds stupid.
No. Very good.